Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Hey, what day is it?
Friday.
Ooh, day. Seriously?
Yes, seriously.
One thing's for sure, people take Friday very seriously.
Trust me, it's about to get serious.
Get serious.
Let's get serious here.
Seriously?
It's Friday. It's time to party.
Who are you going with?
Just me, baby. Just me.
Mom, you're so unfair. Everybody else is going.
It's showtime.
You know what? I know it's Friday, Carla, but it just seems to be like any other day right now.
Yes, they just all run together.
Don't they?
And if I can't sleep now, I just count toilet paper rolls. That's all I do. No sheep, just bugs.
Yeah.
Another one.
Just hopping right over your head.
Exactly.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show along with our producer, Morty. It is 6:03. Yeah, it's Friday morning, and the weekend is right around the corner. I don't know what that means to anybody except for mom and dad who have the kids at home, and all you hear is...
Mom, he looked at me. Mom, he keeps taking the remote control. Mom, he won't let me watch what I want. Mom, he's in my room. Mom, he's playing with my stuff. Mom.
Maybe.
I loved our calls from yesterday. Those were great. Those,
maybe. It's good to be the weekend. You know, I don't know.
Man, so.
For those people keeping track, I know each day runs into another day. But for us, show number 1,855.
Nice. Okay.
And going strong.
And I'm here. I'm good. I am. Everybody's asking.
Yes.
And I don't... Listen, I wanted to be safe for everybody else, but I just think I have allergies.
The only thing
that is really bothering me, I have congestion and sniffles. No sneezing.
Yeah. No fever.
No fever. No cough. I coughed earlier because I choked. And by the way, I came back to work because I choked on a green bean the other day, and I thought that was going to take me out.
Yeah.
Not the coronavirus. A freaking green bean. So I'm back at work. I can't.
You could have seen the headline. Local comedian dies on...
Was it Corona? No, it was a green bean.
So.
Jeez.
Well, they say no wind today and over the weekend.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's dying down. And if you were watching the weather on TV, they were saying pollen count is at an all-time high and everything else.
It is.
Sunshine today, tomorrow, maybe some high clouds on Sunday. High today, 63, the upper 60s on Saturday, and then mid-60s on Sunday. About 45 outside right now. Carla has her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Do not make fun of celebrities right now. They could just save the world.
No!
Yes,
again?
I'll tell you who's doing it.
All right. We'll talk more about that and some other stories after Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, you just heard him, Bon Jovi. John Bon Jovi, I mentioned him earlier in the week. He's been washing dishes and all of that in his own restaurant. Well, he's just converted his nonprofit restaurant, Soul Kitchen, it's called, into a takeout service for the needy.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the lockdown orders, he can't hire employees because the demand has increased and he needs them. So he's using who he has, and he's working the kitchen a ton, and he's washing dishes, and he's handing out food, all of that. So he's doing some really good things with his time off. He's literally rolled up his sleeves and he's working it.
Are those the restaurants where you can go in, eat for free, and leave what you can?
You pay what you want, or you can.
Okay.
Which is very cool. There are a few restaurants that do that, especially in New York.
Mm-hmm.
But he's just feeding free now. He's just handing out the food, cooking and handing it out and doing dishes. I know, exactly. Halfway there, buddy. Halfway
Who's
there.
With me?
Yep, exactly.
Okay.
Living on a prayer, aren't
Good.
We all?
Good for him.
New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees donating $5 million to fight the coronavirus in Louisiana. His money is going to buy also meals for those in need. About 10,000 meals per day this will take care of for quite some time.
That's donating how much?
$5 million. $5 million. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep, I know.
Wow.
I know. Kylie Jenner, good for her, donated $1 million for masks and protective gear for first responders at Los Angeles-based, area hospitals. Taylor Swift, Ariana Grande, literally just giving money directly to fans in need. They've gotten to know their fans over time. They're literally giving them checks.
Wow.
People that they know are hurting. Some sad news, though, it had, from what I read, has nothing to do with the virus. Legendary Harlem Globetrotter, Curly, Curly Neal has passed away, age 77. Wow. Curly, he was one of the originals.
And then the theme song, Sweet Georgia. I don't have, this is about the only version we have.
That's the original version.
I don't want to say our library is a little old, but.
That's the original. I was looking that up earlier.
I don't think your dad was old enough to be on this.
No, my dad had not been born, Mike. This was 1925, this original version.
I had to blow the dust off the album cover on this. Or the cylinder, if you will. I don't know if people Google it if you don't remember. He was.
Look at the ladies in the back. Look at the flappers.
Aside from Metal Arc Lemon, Curly was the Globetrotter.
He was the funny one, too. He was funny.
Yeah.
He was just funny.
That's too bad.
That's what we call the Charleston there, ladies. Pull your skirts down back to your ankles.
Well, that's sad news. So.
It is. Rest in peace, Curly. That is my take, sponsored by the Clark County Credit Union.
The other day, you had mentioned a story in the other news how a guy taped a note to his dog.
Oh, yeah. I did that as the good news story yesterday.
That's what
it was. A little chihuahua. He wanted Cheetos, and he's self-quarantining.
Right.
So he put the note, tied the note to his dog, and the dog went to the store with the note and a $20 bill.
Okay, same kind of story here. Maybe different, some different elements, but a guy in Milwaukee, his video went viral after he used a remote control car to deliver a beer to his neighbor.
Smart.
Now, the video has been racking up millions of views. He just wanted to do it so he could put a smile on somebody else's face.
That's
so
cool.
Here's the audio from that video.
Thank you, neighbor. He texts me and he's like, I'm going to open my garage, record when I start opening the garage. So do you want a beer, basically? And I was like, okay. It was just a joke and just turned into something big. Glad I could put a smile on everyone's face. It's awesome.
I love how people are doing that now.
I know, because it's needed.
Getting to know your neighbor.
Yeah. Yes.
Whether it's sending him a beer on a remote car or sending your dog out with a note taped to it.
Yes. Yeah.
I think that's great. What are you fixing at home now? What combinations of foods are you putting together to make that cuisine, that quarantine cuisine?
Yeah.
702-739-9636. Going to talk about that here in a couple of minutes. It's Poison.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Very entertaining.
Exciting. Funny and entertaining.
Lots of fun. On 96.3 KKLZ.
So we're opening up the phone line, 702-739-9636. Or if you want to text in, same number, KKLZ Talk Text Lines, powered by Centennial Toyota. We're live, we're local, we're in the studio. What is your quarantine cuisine where you just start looking through the pantry and going, you know what, this is all I have left, and I'm just going to throw it all together and make a...
It's like we're all living in an episode of Chopped.
That's exactly it.
I'll make a casserole.
Yeah. Daniel actually said, and I don't think it's putting it together, but he's eating a lot of ice cream and top ramen. Okay. I mean, if that's all that's left, I get that. Now, Judy says they're just eating tons of pasta. She said we're going to be huge by the time this is over with, but it's sure darn good. I think it's things that are just easy to make. We're not using the energy that we're used to using either. So I know I'm not real hungry. I just have not been real hungry lately. And I'm running and all that, but I haven't been,
And John, same with you. I've noticed on social media, you're out, you're walking, you're running.
I at home get the bored hungry. I'm not hungry, but I'm not doing anything, so I might as well eat.
I know. Yeah, I know.
What do I have? Well, there's crackers. Well, that'll be good. Let's eat a whole sleeve of saltines, because that will be good for me.
I've come to find out everything tastes a little bit better with a hot dog on it, if you chop it up into little bits. Like those Nathan quarter pounders.
Yeah.
Boil those up, chop them up, and you put them on crackers or on a dish of ramen noodles.
Okay. See, I was never that hot dog in things person. I like the hot dog on a bun.
It just makes everything taste so much better.
The thing with that is that it makes everything taste like hot dogs.
Yes.
Like, it doesn't taste like macaroni and cheese anymore. It tastes like hot dogs.
Well, I don't have a problem with that.
I know you don't.
Hold on. Peggy's on the phone. Peg, what about you?
Dry oatmeal, ground up pickles, and peanut butter.
that was the only thing in the refrigerator in the cabinet.
Exactly.
So you just throw it all together?
So it's a granola pickle kind of thing, sort of. Nothing, but perfectly healthy, that's for sure.
Nothing wrong with any of those
foods.
Not
a calorie in a pickle right there, jeez.
Unless you fry it up. Barb, what's on the menu at your place?
Cinnamon twist and nacho cheese.
Okay.
I got my daughter to try it, and she was like, ew, that's nasty, Mommy.
Well, I don't know. You got your sweet and your salty there, and that seems to be the favorite with people.
And you've always said that.
Yeah.
You'll try anything as long as you got the sweet and the salty.
You're good to go. I think you people are coming up with some million-dollar ideas. That's what I think.
I love the quarantine cuisine.
Quarantinees, I guess we'll call it, right?
We'll put a book
together.
Yes. I love that. Our good friend KK is on the phone, Carla. KK, what are you serving up at home?
So what we do is we take a sheet tray, you take the unsalted saltines, you butter the top, put them in the oven for a couple, bring them back out, melt the chocolate, put it all over the top, make it a nice golden brown, and then when they're done, you sprinkle them with M&Ms on top.
Oh my, saltines, butter, chocolate, M&Ms.
Yep.
That's, again, see, you got your sweet, you got your salty. That sounds really good, actually.
And very easy to make, it seems like.
No kidding.
Where the kids can get involved.
15 minutes.
I like that.
What do you set the oven at?
325.
Okay. 325.
Same as when I slow cook lamb chops. So you could do...
Okay. Cook dinner and dessert.
Yes, exactly. KK, you're awesome. Thank you so much for the call.
Okay, have a good day.
That's amazing.
It's amazing what
people are coming up with now.
It sure is. Man.
New dishes that are going to be the standard in their families for generations to come.
Fabulous.
It's Boston, more than a feeling. You know, everybody's going through a tough time. That's why we're bringing back the 10K Payday Contest Monday. It starts Monday. Got details on that here in a couple of minutes. 7:05. Few things we think you should know. Carla has that for you after Fleetwood Mac and Dreams.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, if you're noticing things are moving a little slow with your phone, your computer, YouTube is switching to low-quality content to preserve bandwidth because a lot of people are just, they're on the computer constantly now. So things are moving a little slower, so they're trying to help. It might hurt a little bit, but they're helping.
Yeah.
So if that makes any sense. What are we buying way more of now? We are buying, obviously, a lot more aerosol disinfectants, thermometers. Oat milk, for some reason, is flying off the shelves, which is pretty good, actually. Meat alternatives, rubbing alcohol, powdered milk, things like that.
Wow.
Cleaners, mostly. Dried beans, very popular right now.
Dried beans?
Dried beans.
How come nobody mentioned that last hour?
I know it. Dried beans.
Uh-huh.
We are not buying perfume right now, which, you know, people might need. But not buying that. Not
after
buying sunscreen, yes. Maybe that will kick up again. Vegetable party trays are apparently sitting on the shelves, which is interesting because you could pretend, couldn't you? Pet toy sales, very low as well. I think some of those things people think of as, maybe just extras along the way.
Right.
So if you have pet toys, you're fine, probably. And American Airlines, they are making some changes. Probably most of them will fall in line with this. They're no longer going to offer any food or drinks on their flights because of the coronavirus.
Oh.
They're also closing most of their airport lounges in order to prevent the spread of the virus as well. It's going to be a little different world for a while. It definitely is, you know, because of that. So bring your own salami sandwich on, I guess.
There it is.
Yeah.
I was waiting for it.
Sure. You're going to just trot your own food on. What is it? It's a milkshake. It's been sitting in my purse for 3 hours. Oh,
as I wait to board.
What's that smell? Oh, hard-boiled eggs. We brought some of our own on board. Wow, that ought to be fun.
Would you like one?
Yeah. I'm good. I'm so good. I can smell them from here.
Yeah.
I can smell them from you're in row 2, and look at me in 28. I can smell your deviled eggs. That is great. It's Friday. A few things you should know.
All these songs to wash your hands by have been coming out yesterday. Was it yesterday, John, I put this song in your head?
Wash your hands.
Now it's in my head again.
Well, guess what?
Wash your hands.
Yeah.
I went home and looked it up and watched it on YouTube yesterday.
Did you?
Well, you'll have another one now.
All right. So, like Carla said, there's another one out that will drive parents crazy. This is an original song, by the way. This
oh,
is
good.
Not, this is, some guy sat down and composed this for the kids to wash their hands.
Okay, boys and girls, time to wash your hands. Washy, washy, good for you, good for me, good for you. Washy, washy, good for you, make me happy, yes it do.
Oh.
Now everybody.
Washy, washy, good for you, good for me, good for you. Washy, washy, good for you, makes me happy, yes it do.
There you go.
I like it. I like
it. It's snappy. It's happy.
It's the washy washy mm-hmm. song, Pukes.
That's it.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Okay.
Washy washy.
A little ragtime piano in the middle. Yeah. That's nice. Your kids were born in the roaring 20s.
One bored dad right there. One bored dad.
What's it called? Washy washy.
Just sing along with me, kids.
That's it.
Just sing with me!
Stick that in your ear. What to watch on TV while you're home?
Yeah.
Vegas film critic Jeff Howard in about 6-7 minutes.
I usually wake up feeling great in the morning. It wakes me up the right way.
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show. 96.3 KLZ.
Every Friday at about this time, we check in with Vegas film critic Jeff Howard. Normally in studio,
yes,
but social distancing.
Yes, exactly.
He is on the phone this morning. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. It sure smells better, I'll tell you that.
Jeff, ooh. It's all about, it's not about the theaters right now. It's about Amazon, Hulu, Netflix streaming services. What can we look forward to?
Well, we got a couple of things that I suggest for people to watch at home. And first is called Blow the Man Down from Amazon Prime. You know, welcome to Easter Cove, this salty fishing village on the far reaches of Maine's Rocky Coast, and these two daughters are grieving the loss of their mother. They run into a gruesome and dangerous man in their village, and they have to conceal their crime. This is a comedy, a drama, a mystery, suspense, and Margot Martindale, who runs this town, she also holds all the secrets.
So,
yeah, this is a really great thriller. It was a big hit at Sundance last year. Check out Blow the Man Down on Amazon Prime.
And Margot, she's always sneaky in something.
Yes.
Like the Americans, she's always sneaky.
All right, what's the other one?
We also have a series on Netflix called Tiger King, and this story centers on big cat owner and exotic animal park owner. His name's Joe Exotic, and his story ends with murder for hire and also includes a cocaine drug lord. It's just crazy that this guy has 217 cats, meaning tigers and lions. You've never seen anything like The Tiger King. It is one of the most addictive shows.
I know a lot of people are watching this.
Yes, it's been suggested to me by almost everyone I know.
Everybody.
Yeah.
I tried to watch an episode. I looked at Jody. I said, I can't do it.
No.
I cannot stand these people.
Okay, I got it. Okay, it doesn't mean it's not good. It just means you can't.
Right.
Okay.
The people that watch it,
yeah,
they love it.
I'm going to try it.
Oh, by the way, there's one more, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Ozark Season 3. It's 6 months later. The casino is up and running, but Marty and Wendy are fighting for control of their family. You know, Wendy plots for expansion, but things go crazy when her brother Ben comes to town. Laura Linney is front and center this season, and her brother's bipolar. Oh, my gosh. And the attorney for the cartel, Helen, she's making big power moves. The FBI is watching the casino. This thing is like Breaking Bad. It is that intense this season from the beginning to the very end. And Jason Bateman is fantastic. I'm telling you, Mike, you're going to go crazy just from the first 10 minutes of the first episode. Crazy.
This is such a great show.
It is a great show. It's funny. I finished Dead to Me. I had started watching it a while ago. I just finished it up. And of course, at the end of that, boom, the trailer popped up for Ozark Season 3. It was like, whoa, what's going on here? And now I kind of know.
All right. Follow him on Facebook, YouTube, and of course, VegasFilmCritic.com. Jeff, always good checking in with you. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk to you next week. We are all going through this tough time together, but we wanted to bring back the 10K Payday Contest to help everybody out.
Yes.
It starts on Monday, Carla. Got good details on that coming up here soon. 8:04. Carla's take on some entertainment news. Going to do another shot of that after Bon Jovi.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Meghan Markle, she's going back to it. She scored her first voiceover gig. She's voicing the new Disney documentary titled Elephants. It will start streaming on Disney Plus April 3rd. The documentary follows an African elephant named Shani. So she's back at work.
Yeah.
She got a gig.
Now, does she go home and say, listen, I landed this gig. Mm-hmm. What are you going to be doing?
What are you doing? Well, I think that Harry has a T-shirt company now. Oh. I think they're selling T-shirts okay. or something. So I know.
I used to be the prince.
Yes, exactly.
Formerly known as
okay, Prince.
Maybe.
Right?
Stop people, it.
Come on. Come on. I'm here all week. Am I right? Huh? Am I right? I'm right. I used to be. Okay.
Where are you from?
Yeah. Exactly. Try the nachos. Nine Inch Nails, they dropped two surprise albums. So if you need a little headbanging music this weekend to get you through the quarantine, Nine Inch Nails. Listen, so everybody's staying home now. This is everywhere. And in London, nobody on the streets. So they repainted the Abbey Road crosswalk.
What?
It had gotten, yeah, they repainted it. They just made it clear. You can see it now. So that's good, because, I mean, people go there, that's the first thing they do is take the picture. So, yeah, they were able to repaint it, and it looks good again. I'm sure they're standing around. What do we do now? I don't know. What else can we paint?
Take off their shoes.
I don't know what we should do. We'll just wait now.
Yeah.
Yes, and some good news in all of this, Pornhub making its premium service free to everyone until April 23rd. It will indeed be a happy Easter, won't it? So, everybody kind of behind this stimulus package, if you will. Okay. Now, the bad news, there's a shortage of hand sanitizer. But still, this is free, people.
People.
Am I right?
You're not paying for this. And by the way, no. Joni just texted me from Sam's Club.
Oh, geez.
Did Carla say a new 9-inch nails?
Yes, I did two, Jody. Oh. Two. I love them. But yes, two. Two great surprise albums. So check it out. 9-inch Nails or NIN.
Yeah.
For those of you in the know, that is my take, sponsored by Clark County Credit Union.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what you're going to play.
Well, 9-inch Nails, Mike.
Is this what my weekend is going to
this
be like
gonna
now?
This is
going
to be it. Everybody, get closer to the speaker, and it's the clean version, so don't worry. I know. 9-inch Nails dropping two new ones, Jody. Crank it up, honey.
She's not
exactly.
You've both been over when we've had a little get-together on the patio.
Yes.
And something like this comes on.
Yeah.
Where's Mike going?
Oh, man, watching the two of you fight over the music is hilarious.
Put the Doobie Brothers back on. And I love, Jody's into like 70s, 80s headbanger music, which I'm not into as much, but 90s, 2000s, oh yeah, definitely, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, a little Trent Reznor.
Mom and Dad, the kids are going, seriously, are they playing 9-inch Nails?
We are, and I actually had a couple listeners, Andrea and Kathy, were like, yes, Trent Reznor, going to download it, so... Just saying.
When are they going to shut up so I can hear
the
song?
What is that?
We're not.
I'm trying to hit the post.
I'm a listener from Las Vegas.
Yes.
What are you guys playing?
With the 9-inch Nails. Hey, listen, this is what we're going to do over the weekend.
Yes, Mike!
We're going to play Quarantine Bingo.
Okay.
Quarantine Bingo.
Yes, I have posted a bingo card on our website. It's also, you can access it, link it up from our Facebook page as well. But we are going to play Quarantine Bingo because we got to do something to have fun. Not making light of anything, but we've got to do something to have fun.
And it looks just like a bingo card with the letters B-I-N-G-O over the top. And like under B, one of the squares is wanted to order something online, but they were out.
Yes.
Checked in on a friend or a family member, snuggled with someone that you loved, including pets.
Right.
Had a trip or event canceled, used order online, pick up in store.
Right.
That would be in the B category.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so on and so forth.
I hate to say it. I think a lot of people, we'll set this up, but I mean, I think a lot of people have done a lot of this. You mentioned one. It's like, what do you mean they didn't have it? A lot of restaurants have cut their menus back substantially. Yeah. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we're going to play a coverall bingo.
Yes.
This is a coverall game.
Yes.
And then when we come back on Monday, and this is going to be on our Facebook page, which you can like and link up with through our website, 963kklz.com. And then when we come back on Monday, we'll see how many people have bingo.
Right.
Okay?
Yep, we're going to do it. Why not?
And out of all those people, I don't know, maybe we'll give them a Happy Meal or something.
There's one a lot of people may not have done, and it's the very first one at the top, because there is none.
Yeah.
Right. Jeez. Well, O spent some time on a hobby. See, I couldn't cross that off. We've talked about this.
We've got to find you a hobby.
I don't have a hobby.
You used to golf.
But is that a hobby? Would that be a hobby?
Yeah. Well, golfing's a hobby.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. You like to garden, don't you? You like to kind of work around the garden.
I do.
Right?
I do.
Yeah.
Well, guys call it landscaping.
I'm sorry.
Call it gardening.
Well, it's still a hobby.
Sorry. But landscaping leads me to believe that you own a company that does landscaping.
Good point.
All right. So what are we going to do? You get the card from our Facebook page or our website?
You can print either one. Either one. You can go to our website or our Facebook page, and it's right there. You can print it out on your own.
Okay.
And we'll play on Monday. We'll play on Monday.
Or over the weekend. Do it over the weekend.
Oh, yeah. Do it over the weekend, and we'll see what you have on Monday.
All right. Yep. Y'all bingo on our Facebook page or on our website.
I know.
So there you go. Do that. 96.3KKLZ.com. Those tickets for Roger Waters, Pink Floyd fans, get ready. We have those to give away in about 7-8 minutes from now.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The only morning show I listen to.
96.3 KKLZ.
You know, our phone lines are always open, 702-739-9636. Talk or text lines powered by Centennial Toyota. Big Mike's on the phone checking in. What's up, Big Mike?
You know what? Two things. One, I am so awesome, feeling so good right now, full of gratitude. I work at a hospital, so, you know, I get home last night, and I'm so full of gratitude about, you know, I see everybody points out negatives. I see everybody being patient, behaving, and it felt really good last night to know that we're acting like we should.
Right.
And I don't know if you guys work remotely or not, but you guys bring a balance to everything going on that is, you know, I may work in a hospital, and there may be first responders, and there may be all these people that do what they do, but for us to be able to turn on the radio and forget about everything and play cover all bingo and laugh and joke with you guys are as important as anybody else out there.
Well,
you are so nice.
Because of you, Big Mike, I just got down the eye column, cried. Thank you. That is really sweet of you. It really is. And yes, we are in the studio. Mike and I are the only ones allowed in the morning. Morty has
along
to
with John.
From home.
Big
that
Mike, it's
cool.
Always good to hear from you. Thank you so much for the kind words, because you know what? They do mean a lot. They really do.
They really do.
All right. We love you guys. I'll keep in touch. Take care of yourselves.
Mike, please be safe, okay?
Okay, you too. We'll talk soon.
And you know what? With that thought, we have something to give away this morning. Of course, all this week we've been giving away tickets for Roger Waters. Something to look forward to when all this stuff settles down and you can go out and enjoy some of what Las Vegas has to offer. Going to be at the T-Mobile Arena September 4th over at the Keller, from the Keller Cooley and Hitty Prize Closet. Roger Waters, of course, which I'm sure is going to sell out.
Oh, yeah. I think it was actually close to already being sold out.
And I'm hoping, John, that by September, right, this whole thing should settle down at least to where we can go out and have
hopefully
some fun.
Yeah, I know.
If it doesn't, then we are all doomed, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know what the word is. But all right, so here's what I want to do. Carla thinks this might be
timely. I don't know if you need to, but I think it's timely.
I think we did this a couple of days ago. Identify the celebrity voice.
Yes, yeah.
All right, hold on, because I gotta make sure.
I know. Do you want to? Okay.
Hold on. I don't know if I. Let me see if it starts right there. Okay.
You sure? Okay.
Yes. Identify this mystery celebrity talking about toilet paper. Crow, and I've waited.
Okay. All right. We'll do something else.
No. I'll put it to here. Ask you, because I tried this. Mm-hmm. I tried the one square of toilet paper. I really did. Was this a couple of years ago? I hope you were joking, because I really tried it.
I was completely and totally dead serious.
All right. That's all I'll play.
Okay. Well, that was easy. Okay. It was Mike O'Brien.
Yes.
Identify the celebrity we're talking to about using one square of tissue or of toilet paper.
We're on a shoestring budget here today.
What day
is it? Shoestring show.
It's March.
Morty.
One more time. Thank you, because I tried this. Mm-hmm. I tried the one square of toilet paper. I really did. Was this a couple of years ago? I hope you were joking, because I really tried it.
I was completely and totally dead serious.
All right. Identify that celebrity we had on the phone. She is a music artist. I'll tell you that much. And if you didn't get it from the first time, I don't know what's going on.
If you didn't, we'll tell tell you who it is.
Starting with caller number 9 after we get through news and weather, 702-739-9636. These are for tickets for Roger Waters. All right, so good luck. Giving you a chance to win concert tickets. I thought we had Roger Waters tickets to
give away. Know. We both goofed. I know.
See, when Morty's not here, everything falls apart.
I know. And I just noticed because I wasn't here in the studio.
Right.
You know, earlier in the week. And so, yes.
Tickets for John Fogerty.
Yes.
Just as good.
Yeah.
Over at the Wynn Las Vegas. If you can identify this music act.
Okay.
Talking about using one square of toilet paper and if she was really serious.
I was completely and totally dead serious. Of course I was joking. Obviously, one square of toilet tissue was a joke, but continues to bring up the conversation of global warming, thank goodness.
Carla, we have Tim on the phone. Tim, can you identify that celebrity voice who we were talking to about using one square of toilet paper?
I'm going to say it's Sheryl Crow.
You are
yes,
right.
Yes, it is. Did Mike help you a little bit there, Tim?
Who's editing this stuff?
Yeah.
Tim, the good news is you have tickets. The bad news is we ran out of the Roger Waters tickets yesterday, but we do have tickets for John Fogerty, and that's going to be over at the Encore Theater at Wynn. This will be in November.
Yes, even better. There you go.
So hang on. It gives you something to do and something to look forward to.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Hang on the line. You're going to love the show, by the way. Carla and I have seen it, what, 3-4 times?
Yeah, I actually just saw it a few months back, the end of last year, and his show is great.
Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick him up. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Okay, thank you.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Sponsored by our good friends over at 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today. 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. You know, with everything going on as it is, there's never a shortage of idiots and nuts.
Nope. Sure.
Man, I wish John was in here for this because being from Pennsylvania.
Yes.
A man in Pennsylvania facing burglary charges for breaking into his parents' house to steal meatballs.
Oh, well, all right. Gotta eat.
The fact that you have to break into your parents' house. And the only reason being you want the meatballs. Now, over at Above the Crust, who is it that makes
Phyllis's meatballs.
Does she have this problem with her kids?
Well, here's the thing. Her kids also make the meatballs now because they're all working the business. Best meatballs in town. Hashtag Phyllis's meatballs.
Hold on for a second. Let me give you a little.
Thank you.
All right.
They're so good. Oh, you just reminded me. I might get some today.
Curbside to go.
I might get some meatballs from Phyllis.
That sounds like a great idea.
Oh, God.
Pete's up. All right. Hold on. Focus.
I know. Hold that thought.
Guy in New Hampshire playing his music too loud on Monday in his neighborhood when a neighbor asked him to turn it down.
Yeah.
The guy chased the neighbor away with a sword. A sword. He was arrested for criminal threatening. You can be arrested for threatening somebody.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
with a sword.
Sure. Yes. Yeah. These people who have swords on hand. I mean, you know. Okay.
Honey, where's my sword?
I don't know what you're preparing for?
The neighbor's playing his music too loud. 9-inch nails. He's playing the 9-inch nails too loud.
Exactly.
Where's my sword?
And it feels like the 1800s again. 1700s again.
Or something like that. I don't know which one it is.
Oh wow. Well, Mike, in Barcelona, Spain, and you know the coronavirus is out of control there. Uh-huh. Spain police had to still break up an orgy. Party's organizer was expecting 20 people. One of the guests felt guilty and said, I shouldn't go to this.
Yeah.
I'll be breaking quarantine. So he called the cops and raided the party, busted all of the naked people and said, get out of here. Now you have to go to the police station and you're all, nobody's wearing a mask. You're all naked. You could at least wear a mask at an orgy. Couldn't
and
you
remember.
Not?
Okay, yes. Boys and girls, time to wash your hands.
Everybody.
Washy, washy, good for you. Good for me. Good for you. Washy, washy, good for you. Make me happy. Yes, it do.
Oh, man. And a man in Thailand, a 46-year-old guy, received the shock of his life. His dog kept barking at his car.
Uh-huh.
Didn't know what was going on, so he opened the hood. 9-foot cobra under the hood of the car. Oh, thank you.
Wow.
Thank you. Yeah, called Animal Rescue, and they eventually I got the snake in a sack, which sounds so wrong right there. But and then release the snake into
isn't
the
that,
wild.
Isn't that new on Netflix?
Snake in a sack. Yeah. Yes, it is. It's actually on a different streaming service, Mike.
Snake Cinemax in a sack. Or yes, one yeah. of those? Or?
Yes, yes, Skinamax. Yes, snake in a sack and then release it into the wild. I've seen that movie. Get out of here. Me too.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah. Hey, welcome yeah. to Snake in a Sack.
Is that a cobra? Poochie? Is that a cobra?
You can call it anything you want.
I think it's a cobra. Is that a... Oh, my gosh.
Some people call it a python.
It's 9 foot long. Oh, my Lord.
No TV adds a few inches.
I wonder you can't get a date. A 9 foot cobra under the hood.
Hold on. Okay, boys and girls, time to... Hands.
Stop it. I'm so glad it's Friday.
Oh, it's good to be back in the studio, and so am I. It is Friday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Something good.
We do at the end of every show a little bit of good news, so maybe you can start your day with the good. How about that? There is a man, a good Samaritan. This is in Minnesota, a smaller town, Glencoe. He's been anonymously leaving $50 and $100 bills in people's mailboxes because of the coronavirus.
Wow.
Yep, he tucks the money in an envelope along with a note that reads, "I'm sorry the government has a terrible pandemic on their hands, but here's a little something to make up for your losses." And he's been doing this quite a bit. So just a little surprise, you know, extra yeah. handful of cash to help out. And a lot of people are doing things like this. So don't be surprised if somebody does something nice for you. And maybe you surprise somebody else by doing something nice for them. Why not?
You know what? Doesn't take a lot.
No, it doesn't.
See, that's why we always say, if you have a feel-good story, we want to hear about it, especially if it's local.
Yeah, I know there's a lot going on here. So if you know of someone, I really want to hear about it. And don't be afraid to just pick up the phone and call us and tell us.
702-739-9636. Getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon sponsored by Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, life, find an agent at shelterinsurance.com. Recapping the show. Well, our quarantine cuisine is off and running.
Yes, it is.
Hoping to put a cookbook together.
Yes.
Some great ideas.
Pickles, peanut butter, and oatmeal.
You know what? We'll put it in the book. Doesn't mean you have to make it or force anybody to eat it.
It's a suggestion.
The new Washy Washy song for the kids.
And I like it.
Washy Washy, good for you, good for me, good for you.
And quarantine bingo, that's what we're going to play this weekend. Grab your bingo card off our website, 96.3kklz.com. Play along all weekend long. And then on Facebook, we'll put it on Facebook as well. And then we'll find out how many people can actually claim bingo when we come back on Monday morning.
By the way, if you're thinking about going out and getting some food, just picking it up, check out Operation Gift Card on our website, 96.3kklz.com, for more information.
Wendy Rush coming in next. She'll keep you company at work or even at home if that's your situation. You have a great day, great weekend. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other. And remember, we're all in this together.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns Monday morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.